we've been classified by the World Health Organization as having the ability to deploy an outpatient emergency medical team. And so if we deploy it as a fixed facility, it's really a mini hospital. So it's the ability to generate its own electricity, water, and then within its treatment areas, we can see about 100 people a day for a wide range of medical conditions and injuries related to disasters, and that team is self-sufficient for about 2 weeks.
And you mentioned there that it had gained World Health Organization classification. What exactly did that involve? I understand the World Health Organization came out and put you through your paces.
Yes, so we had a team from WHO headquarters in Geneva, the regional office in Manila, and then experts who set up their own government emergency medical teams in Japan and Australia. And what they were interested in is making sure that our team and the tents met the minimum standards that WHO has developed over the last couple of years. These minimum standards are designed to ensure that any affected country, any affected Ministry of Health, if they request and receive international assistance, they know that it's going to meet minimum standards around how many people they can see and then the levels of care and the level of qualifications of staff. So they were interested to make sure that we had a logistics case that could treat 100 people per day, that we had the right training for our clinical and logistics staff, and that we weren't going to be a burden on the country that was affected, that we were actually going to help.
And I understand, speaking of the burden, that this portable hospital can actually generate its own water and its own power.
Absolutely. So our requirements, if we go to a disaster rather, we'd work with the Ministry of Health to understand how long they needed us to be there and what sort of conditions we were going to be operating in. And then we really just need the space to set up the facility and access to water that we can purify. So that can either be salt water from the sea or normal raw water. And we're able to purify well in excess of the 2 tons of water a day that we would use for staff in the facility and the outpatient visitors. And then with that, we've got our own power generation, our own communications equipment, so that we can provide daily reporting and surveillance into the Ministry of Health, as well as stay in contact with the team headquarters back in New Zealand.
And what's involved in setting this thing up? I understand that it can be erected in about 90 minutes. That's pretty fast.
So we did a lot of work to select a tent system that was suitable to deploy into the Pacific and could be set up and operational very quickly. So the facility consists of 5 interlocking tents. Those tents can all be set up individually, but they inflate very quickly with air and then they become a weathertight structure. And if we get given a odd-shaped site to set up on, we can vary the orientation of the tents and ensure that the team fits in an L shape or a tiny corner that we've been given. So not only do we have the treatment tents, but we've got a range of other shelters. So there's waiting areas for patients who've turned up and as they're waiting to be triaged and seen, that there's shelter from the sun, some access to drinking water for people as they're waiting, those kind of considerations. And then it would run much like any small hospital, getting triaged by nurses and then through into the treatment area to be seen by doctors and nurses within that facility.